Hello.
I can speak to Ms. Noble, please.
Can I ask who's calling?
Hi, Romina. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're a law firm.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a minute. Let me just... I'm all good. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Can I just put... Hold on a minute.
I'll come back. I've got Henry coming.
Yeah, see me in the morning. Yeah. Oh, sorry, but that was just my friend leaving.
Yeah, no problem. Have you got
sorry. I have. That's why you're okay. Going, yeah.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Wilmina, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said before, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. My job is to get to know you, understand your case, and try and find out exactly how your time and care affected you and your adults. In your adulthood. What that means is, from me understanding how, you know, whether you have depression, anxiety, PTSD, alcohol or substance abuse issues, I can then write to the relevant authorities, get your information, and then we can submit a full picture and an accurate picture of, you know, how your time and care and the trauma has impacted you.
Oh, yeah, that has impacted me all the way through. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
I'm sorry, Wilmina, I am going to have to ask you some quite testing questions, but I will be doing you a disservice if I don't ask them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you suffer with any sort of depression, Wilmina, or anxiety?
Yeah. I don't go out the ass unless I go to doctor's appointments or hospitals.
Okay. Is that with depression, is it?
Yeah.
Do you have anxiety as well, or is it?
Anxiety. I'm just about to start a 20-week course in high intensity therapy.
Oh wow.
Is
that a residential one or is that a?
No, it's just a weekly thing on FaceTime, or not on FaceTime, some camera thing, and like it's through the NHS. It's through talking therapies, I think, but it's actually, I've had to wait 18 weeks for it.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's just about to start a 20-week course.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the course called, Wilhelmina, if you don't mind me asking?
Hang on, I'm going to put you on speaker, and I'm going to mail, all right? Hang on,
yeah,
I'll get the exactly what it is. Hold on, bear with me a sec. My emails. Appointment confirmation. Hang on. Your appointment with NHS, virtual talking therapy, says your appointment start date 22nd of April 2026 at 10:15. Therapist name, and it's got a. I don't know what information
okay.
What will happen.
Was it referred to you through the doctor, was it, Wilhelmina?
Through the doctor.
Yeah, okay.
Because in between, they've gave me, like, apps to use, like, called Silver Cloud, to help with things in that.
Yeah.
In between, I was on the waiting list, you know.
Okay. Have you had any sort of issues with drink or drugs, Wilhelmina?
In my younger years, I'd like to say it was recreational, but obviously I don't know, do you know what I mean? That's just in denial, I guess.
Yeah, no problem. Is that with drink or drugs or both?
Both.
Okay. Did you ever seek medical attention for?
No, because I didn't think it was a problem. It was, you know, it wasn't mental, but it was, you know, no, I sorted that myself, but sort of.
Okay. It was a problem. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Wilhelmina, with your permission, is I'm going to write to your GP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get all of your medical records. I'm also going to write to the two... local authorities of the care settings you stayed in as a child.
Yep.
Once I get all of that information, and I'm going to share it with you if you wish to have it.
Oh, I do. I tell you what, I said this to, I don't know who, I think it was Elliot or somebody, one of the agents, And I said, that's more important to me than anything else, right? Because there's a big gap in my life, and like the seven of us, right? And even my siblings, I don't know what happened. Nobody can tell me, you know, there's gaps of, you know, my life. I don't even know what my mum looks like, do you know?
Yeah, it's so sad. I'm so sorry. What I'll do is I'll help you piece that together. So I'll write to you under the threat of legal action.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get as much information as I can from the local authorities. The home may not be there anymore, but the local authorities should still have some form of information from you.
Yeah, I emailed South Lanarkshire last year, and they just ignored me.
Yeah, I think they all did. They can't ignore us, that's the thing, because obviously we're a law firm.
Yeah.
If they ignore us, then within 30 days, they've got another letter saying, get us the information or we're going to take you to court.
Fair enough, bye.
And they generally get us the information pretty quickly after that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take your GP details, please, Wilhelmina?
Yeah, it's Dr. Badham.
Dr. Badham?
Yeah, B-A-D.
Yeah.
H-A-M.
Oh, Badham. Okay.
Yeah.
And the GP surgery, please, Wilhelmina?
Eastfield House, St. John's Road, Newbury.
No, I can't. It's too sick, sorry. I haven't put capital letters on, it looks terrible. Yeah, East Field House, St. John's Road. And that's in Newbury, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So one last question, and it's a tough one. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Wilhelmina?
I've thought about that quite a few times.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's fine. And the reason why I asked that is because obviously sometimes them attempts end up in hospitalisation. Obviously wrote to the hospital. So that's fine. That's fine. I'm glad you haven't. Okay, so I'm going to get all the information together.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to present it to you, send it to
mm-hmm.
you. Me and you are going to go through that together.
Yeah.
We'll go through all of your statements.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we have everything before we mm-hmm. submit to final to Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
Between now and then, Wilhelmina, that could take anywhere up to 8 months.
Yeah.
If you can have a think about somebody who's seen the impact of care in your adult life, whether that's with your depression, your anxiety, you're too scared to go out.
That's had a brutal effect. I could even get an impact statement from my daughter, my older daughter. She could probably write something and tell you how I am. Do you know what I mean? And how it's affected me. You know what I mean? It's not just affects me. I couldn't even cuddle. It took me years to learn how to cuddle my kids. Do you know what I mean? Because I've never... Do you know what I mean?
Love,
you know, always it's all the things that's how it affects you. Might know looking at me, you might not think there's that, but you know what I mean. It's it's just it really has affected. I'm not very. I can't get close. I can't. You know. It's yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that you've had to go through that. I commend your bravery. Honestly, I can't tell you how much I admire your bravery.
Initially when we were all together, there were seven of us, and I don't remember under five. My brothers, it was like, yeah, I know, like, when I was older, they weren't as bad as them, but it was horrific for them. Absolutely horrific.
Yeah, are they claiming at the minute, Wilhelmina, do you know?
They both passed away now. They were on the streets there. It was absolutely horrendous, their life.
Oh, so sorry. I'm so sorry they went through that. Okay, so once I get all the information, once me and you have a chat and go over it, I may even come down to Newbury and see you. We'll then submit that together to Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
And then we'll then get a panel date.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a panel date which they will obviously judge our claim with all the evidence that we've got.
Uh-huh.
And then hopefully we'll then get an offer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be advised by our lead solicitor, Matt Bell, whether to take or accept or oh my God, now where have we gone? Accept or decline that offer.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we'll go from there. The idea here is, obviously, you know, the monetary, or the money isn't going to fix what happened.
No.
Or put your life, you know, piece your old life back together. But hopefully the recognition goes some way to get you some sort of closure and some peace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those, yeah.
The money's just a bonus, obviously.
Yeah. I'll just give it to my kids.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so that's my role from now until I get you all the information. I'm going to check in with you every month.
Okay, would you, between now and the next time we speak, you want me to write up a thing?
No, not really. You don't need to do it that quickly. Between now and when I get you the information, that could take me anywhere up to 8 to 10 months.
Okay, not a problem. So, yeah.
I don't want you thinking about it and it eating you up, you see what I mean?
So if you want to,
and if it's easy for you to just park it, concentrate on your next 20 weeks of getting yourself better. And then when I come back, hopefully I'll have as much information as I possibly can for you, and then we'll go through it together.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go for the impact statement off your daughter.
Yeah. I did send something in. I don't know who I sent it to. I don't know, because I had so many email addresses for you. I did actually send, they asked me for my bank statement. I sent my bank statements in, an impact statement, although it's, obviously I've got to write a better one. Huh?
Yeah, we have got statements for you. Let me just check what documents.
Obviously, I'll write a more personal and an in-depth one about, you know what I mean, my life and how it's affected me and things and how going forward through my life.
Yeah. So I haven't got a bank statement for you. Let me just check.
I'll go
check with our customer care team to see if they've got a bank statement for you, but I haven't got one.
I don't know, because I got an email, because it's and I attached to it was the redress stuff, and on the redress I had the more information that they were asking for, so I just attached it and forwarded it back to you.
Okay, I'll go and try and dig it out.
Mm-hmm.
I do need a bank statement at some point for the Scottish redress.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get that off you. If I can't find it or it's been misplaced, I'll get that off you closer to the time we set me the final submission.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Yeah.
Bank statement. Okay. Do you have any questions, Wilhelmina, about what I'm going to do for you now and how I'm going to do it going forward?
Well, I don't know, right? I don't know if this will be an issue, right? There was something on that, right? My full name's Wilhelmina, but I've always used Mina since I was little, right? I don't know if it was coming out since trauma or what, right? But when I come down to England, all my medical is under Mina.
Mina Noble.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll pull that in. I've got it here.
Something in Scottish redress that they asked me to, on that thing that was forwarded to me, they asked me to prove my name change. And in the email, I did say to you, I did explain what I just said to you, so I don't want to cause any confusion or that.
Mina, full medical records. Okay. So yeah, I'll crack on with getting all this information. Just obviously because of the sensitivity and nature of this claim type, I do have to run you through, our fees and exactly, you know, what options are out there for you. Just to make sure that you fully understand where you're going and, you know, what the plan is. So just to let you know, Mina, that you could apply to Scottish Redress yourself.
See, initially when I done this, I thought that's what I was doing. But, yeah, it's fine.
What you'd have done is gather your own information, gather your own evidence.
Yeah.
Submit it to the Scottish Redress. And then, obviously, it's then a game of trust as whether you trust them to give you a fair hearing, if you like.
Yeah.
Without the weight of a law firm behind you. There are other lawyers out there, Mina, who don't take any fees from clients.
Uh-huh.
They get paid direct from the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
They're part of the government legal fee scheme. And they get £2,000 whether you win, lose, or draw.
Oh, okay.
Legally, I can't comment on what they would do for you, or even more importantly, what they don't do for you. But what I can tell you is we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government.
Mm-hmm.
Our fate is tied to yours. And
yep.
We do that through what's called a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
So if you win, we win. You lose, we lose. Our
yep.
fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Alternatively, okay, yeah, yeah.
You may pay us less, depending on how much time we've had to put into your case, but that would never go above the
20%. Yeah.
It's a genuine no-win, no-fee. So if we're unsuccessful, Mina, because of the mental and you know, the hardships that you've been through in your life.
Oh, definitely.
We're not able to put any financial hardship on you. So if we're unsuccessful, we'll never charge you any money. We can't do that via our regulators, but we wouldn't do that as a business anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a genuine no win, no fee.
Okay? That's fine, yeah.
Do you understand those three separate options, Mina?
Oh, yeah, I do. And I'm all good that you are going to do that. It just takes that pressure away and, like, you know.
Excellent. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Mina?
Oh, yes, I am.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to let you know, Mina, that you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you sign the documents. What that means is anything up to day 14, you can rip up the agreements you have with us and walk away, go
mm-hmm.
and do this yourself, or however which way you want to do that. Or alternatively, Mina, you can waive the right to the 14-day and I can get started on your case as soon as humanly possible. So that's entirely up to you.
Oh, yeah, you carry on, yeah?
Okay.
Because you've been all the legwork and all that, I'll just stress me out.
Yeah, no problem. So you're happy for me to waive the 14-day and
yes.
start
yes.
on your case? Okay, perfect. Okay, Mina, so what I'll do is I'll email you and write to you over the next 2 weeks with all my contact details.
Mm-hmm.
Any information that I think you'll need, I'll send it to you. If I don't speak to you before you start your course, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope it helps. I'll check in with you every month or so via a phone call. If you need me, Mina, just call me. This is my number.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stupid questions here. There's no wasting my time. I work for you. So if you mm-hmm. need me, call me.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. No, I mean, I appreciate you, the bravery it's taken to even speak about it. So you're a hero of mine, so thank you very much.
That's the first time ever. I've never spoke to you. That's like another thing. I don't talk to anybody. I don't tell anybody nothing all my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably why.
Yeah, so I've had to sort of work on things last year, and that's why I spoke to the doctor, and I started, you know what I mean? I thought, I've got to sort this out.
Yeah, share problem shared is a problem halved, don't they? And I know what it's like.
Oh.
If you build it up and build it up, it's got to go somewhere, hasn't it?
I'll try. Do you know what I mean? I've always thought I could date myself, because that's me. I've always been on my own, do you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. No, I get that, Mina. I get that. Well, you're not on your own. You've certainly got us to help you as well. So
mm-hmm.
if you need me, give me a ring.
I will do. Aye, cheers.
Thank you, Mina. Lovely speaking
to you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No
speak problem. To you soon.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.